You learn. Your pain teaches you. Your struggles push you into the realm. If we're going to grow spiritually, supernaturally, then we must learn what Jesus learned. And relationship is where we, you know, win or lose.
Amen. Yeah.
Because every prayer God will answer for you will involve a relationship. There are very few things God will do naturally that won't involve someone. The others he does himself within you. But he has to use people. Let me go back and finish with the text. Verse 39 again. He says, and this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he had given me. I said, Lord, save me and save all of us. How many did the Father give you that you've already lost? He said, you will give account of relationships you threw away that the Father gave you. He said that the Father's will is that whoever he brings to you, you don't lose it. You don't lose it. All right, I read it again. And this is the Father's will. How many of you want to know the Father's will? All right, this is it. Which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again. This stuff, eh? It's so powerful. I said, Lord, what are you showing me? He says, everything I'm doing in you is to put enough resurrection in you. So on my day, when my day comes, when I call you, the resurrection power in your spirit will cause you to rise. I'm giving you treasures, and some of you sit around still looking at me, eh? By now, you should have said one hallelujah in this service. Say, this is the Father's will, that of all he's given to me, I will lose nothing, but I'll raise them up. Hallelujah. So now, this is the disconnect. Lord, I'm hurting. I need you to do this. He ignores me. Why does he ignore me? He's working on resurrecting me. You don't want to die, and there's no resurrection in you. And now, you may sit there and say, well, oh, I'm taking my preacher's privilege. Yeah, let me take it. I'm celebrating doubly so, because the word of God said it, and then I'm named resurrection, and the grace is here. That's threefold. Amen. The whole thing is to put resurrection in you. So the day you hear his voice, you pop out of that grave. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord.
And the little I know about God is that he's working on that resurrection now. That's why many times you feel like, and you feel like you can't go on. You can't take it. And all of a sudden, boom, here you're going on. What's happening? They're working on you. They're practicing on you. Resurrection. Come on, how many of you have experienced what I'm talking about? You feel like you can't go on, and suddenly you are going on. You feel like you can't pray, and all of a sudden you pray 3 hours. You feel like you don't want anybody calling you, but now you're on the phone. Hey, you are experiencing resurrection now. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. pray. Okay, Liz, let me finish reading the text. I'll pick up next Sunday. Watch. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up. You know, this, the whole thing is about resurrection.
Amen.
Resurrection. He said that's what they're working on. You may not think so, but they're working on you resurrected.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, why would God in his infinite wisdom choose relationships as a way to transfer resurrection? Why? Watch. He said that through death, Jesus destroyed him who hath the power of death, and that's the devil. Watch now. He didn't say he defeated him. He said he destroyed him by dying. Okay, I'll say it again. He said, remember now, Jesus did not need to die to overcome Satan. Come on, when he came around, demons were crying. He was casting them out. There was no issue. No, he died for us. To be able to do the same thing. But watch. But he said it was through dying that he destroyed Satan. So why is Satan still alive and troubling you and I? We are not dead yet.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, let me try it over here. Why is Satan still making noise and troubling you and I? We are not dead yet.
Amen.
Because he destroyed him by dying,
amen,
not by power.
Amen.
Maybe you haven't experienced a near-death experience. I have. Walking pneumonia brought me close to it. Because when your air is being cut off, it's a unique experience. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, I'm pulling everything off. Even if I was going naked, it didn't matter. I was trying to find air. And then, to add insult to injury, I was at 30-something thousand feet on Delta when this thing happened. So I had reached my undershirt when they came and removed my shoes and socks and then removed the carpeting on the plane's floor. And there's this stainless steel area that was very cold. So they sat me there. And that, you know, very cold temperature helped, you know, distilling air into my lungs. And they ran and got a Sprite, and very cold, and gave to me to drink. And then I stepped away from there to use the restroom and almost didn't make it out. I had to run back to that place. So if you haven't experienced the fight for life, then you don't understand why you act out and why you're fighting not to die. Because that same thing that happens to you naturally is what your flesh is doing. I don't want to die. Protect me. We've been friends for 40 years. Don't let him kill me. Okay. Sorry, I don't have $1, so I'm not buying them in. I'm getting popcorns. Eh? Your flesh is screaming. You don't want to die. He wants to stay the same.
Amen.
I know Elder Thomas told me he preached this sermon. What was it? Are you sure you can do? Are you sure you meant what you said? See, Peter was running his mouth. Lord, even if all these guys, you know, desert you, I'll never do such a thing. I will follow you to death until he saw what looked like it. He said, come on. I don't know the man. And I always point out those things from the scriptures. Watch now. Who did the Lord, I'm leaving the devil out. Who did the Lord prompt to go? Was it not a woman? Hallelujah. I'd rather say this one, I said to press them buttons. But God arranged it. When Peter was running his mouth, the Lord had already seen in advance who the enemy will press to show Peter that his claim, his rhetoric was bigger than his strength. Haven't I experienced that? People run their mouth, but when it's time to do, they start making excuses.
Yeah.
Death is not an easy thing. He said he destroyed him that had the power of death, and that is the devil. And the struggle you're in is that God is trying to put resurrection in you. We experience it as we gather together, but he wants you to carry it. Hallelujah. Everywhere you go, resurrection. Hallelujah. I said that if I was given out an award for the best birthday card, I would have given this lady, and she's not one of the prominent people. She's always in the background, but she wrote me this card. And when I read it, I said, now, this won the award this year. She said, the journey of destiny. I have watched you transform from pastor to apostle.
Hallelujah.
I mean, she had two or three other stages, I don't remember, maybe Bible teacher, apostle, pastor, and said, I watched the whole thing. He said, so when I'm celebrating you, I'm celebrating what I watched you become right in front of me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I remember when I would just preach. I know one time I did a meeting in Stone Mountain, and when I finished preaching, some guy got up and said, well, this kind of word was so powerful that there should have been demonstrations of the Spirit. And I thought, well, go ahead. Demonstrate that. But as far as I know, I was done. I didn't feel any grace. I don't want to be pushing people down and going through all of that when there's nothing. If the grace is not there, you can't make it. So, and then I come from there to now where it is effortless. Hallelujah. She said, I'm celebrating. But I'm telling you, beloved, I have died so many deaths. I've suffered so many things. I'm enduring so many things. Hallelujah. I've gone from desiring for the church to grow, for us to have all these members, to saying, Lord, Thank you for the ones we already have.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let me just manage this until you see fit to do more.
Amen.
I don't have any big head. I know what it takes. Hallelujah. But every day I wake up, thank you, Jesus, I'm still alive. Hallelujah. I'm still carrying resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I celebrate every enemy. I celebrate every naysayer. I celebrate every pain. I celebrate. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord. Come on. You may not shout, but even if you can't shout, shout with me. Yeah? Watch. I'm telling you that I celebrate this, I celebrate that. And God said, the word you should celebrate is that I'm producing a man Satan cannot control. He said, that's what your pain is teaching you. That's what your pain is teaching you. Hallelujah. I am producing a man the devil has no play with. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory! He's doing the same in you. Let him do it. Let him do it. Let him do it. In Jesus' name. Ooh. Glory to God. Now, I just received something unusual. I know that there may be people in, among us that have a condition, sickness, or whatever. But as I was receiving the bread and the wine, this word came down in my spirit. He said, tell them to send healing to any relative, somebody. He said, there are people connected to you that are sick right now. Some are in the hospital. He said, send a word of healing from the sanctuary now, and they will recover. Hallelujah. He says, send a word. Decree that God will heal them. His mighty hand will touch them in the name of Jesus. Decree it now. Decree it now in Jesus' name. We send a word to the hospital. Hallelujah. We send a word. We send a word. Hallelujah. Receive strength to deliver. Hallelujah. Let the cervix open. Let the cervix open. In the name of Jesus. We decree it in Jesus' name. We decree it in Jesus' name. We decree it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord no matter where you are. Receive it. Receive the word from the altar. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, receive it now. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hold on. Glory to God. Where did I put my mic down? Okay. Hallelujah. All I do is act out. This sounds so much better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He just said, blow into your mic. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter where you are listening or where you are watching or who is watching and not watching. Hallelujah. Here comes resurrection grace to you. Come on, pull me up. Come on, Jason. Hallelujah. You may even be out of state.
just turned around right now. Woo!
People connected to you, God is touching them now. Some of you will get phone calls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Suddenly something turned around. Hallelujah. Yay. Glory. Hallelujah. That's what I was saying in the message. You can't manufacture it. God has to give it. Hallelujah. Shout like you receive it. Hallelujah. In every hospital, in every nursing home, in every bedroom, miracles, miracles, miracles now. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Come on, thank God for it. Thank you, Lord, for answering us. Thank you, Lord, for manifesting it. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, Richard, raise your hands. Hallelujah. You will get some new jobs.
Beloved, this was a supernatural service. So many miracles took place from that one word from the altar. Even my own daughter was at the hospital at that moment, going through labor. They were stuck on 2 centimeters of dilation. As soon as that word was given, she went from 2 to 7 centimeters. Another member heard this word and took off and went to the hospital and went into the ICU where her father was, in ventilation, under the ventilation. And she released that word on him and shook him, said, "Daddy, they spoke about you. You're healed. You're healed." He came out of the coma and went home, I don't know, 2 or 3 days later. God worked so many miracles. Don't let it pass you by. That's why it was put on television as a point of contact for you to receive your own breakthrough. These things, you can't manufacture them. They happen when they happen, and God gives it, and you receive it. We received it in the sanctuary. Now, this airing of this broadcast today is your opportunity to receive yours and send us testimony and send us a thanksgiving offering to the Lord our God through the voice of resurrection, impacting lives, changing destinies, restoring hope, delivering incarcerated destinies from the wickedness of Satan. That is what the voice of resurrection is all about. And as long as God continues to get fruit, he will continue to bless it. Amen. So it is your privilege to support it. We're not begging for anything. We're telling you this is a land for you to sow into, to go up. A land for you to sow into, to expand. A land for you to sow into, to develop grace, to recapture what Satan has stolen. One of those three ways, resurrection will prove true in your life. If you have a seed in the ground under this grace, start thanking God for your breakthrough. Start thanking God that you are healed. I know someone sent a seed and saying, pray for my eyes. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Thank God for it. As soon as you release your seed, your faith should rise. Knowing, according to Mark 4:26, it says you will sow that seed, you will go to sleep and wake up, that seed will spring, grow up, bear fruit. You have no idea. He knoweth not how. That's what the Lord Jesus taught me. He says, son, let me show you how the power of my kingdom is released. I said, how? He said, through seed. Not the one somebody tells you, but the one I tell you. Listen to the Lord, beloved, and act on what he's telling you to do. It doesn't matter how many years you've fasted and prayed. Act on it now. You'll be amazed what will happen. In Jesus' name. Remember, tonight is Bible study. 2 hours. Come and learn along. Let the word of God change you. Let the word of God bless you. Let the word of God transform you. Whew. And if you need a point of contact, 770-994-3777. Prayer ministers are there. They will minister to you because I sent them by the grace that the Lord has given to me. God will answer and heal you and bless you. Act on it today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We love you, beloved. Come to the Resurrection House for All Nations. I'm going to say come to the Voice of Resurrection. You can't come, but you can come to Resurrection House for All Nations and receive the blessing in Jesus' mighty name. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.